John, this next principle is great because it plagues many of us. It's the self-government principle of emotions. He that ruleth his spirit is greater than he that taketh a city.
Yeah, I remember when I read that, when I first read that, that really was one thing that impressed me, that emotions were considered like the power of a leader that can actually take a city, go and capture a city, which meant there were thousands of people involved. But emotions are as powerful or greater, it says.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe it. The longer I understand life and think about life, that's really true.
You see how it can damage us. Let's visit the principle. Ruling our spirit is managing our behavior or emotions. Behavior is directly affected by our emotions. We are spirit, soul, and body. The body reacts to the emotions or disturbances of our soul. That is why the proverb says, "He that ruleth his spirit," meaning that we can rule it.
That's right. You know, in our world today, there's a lot of people that say, well, this is how I'm made and this is how mm-hmm. I am, and I can't help it that the way I am. But this tells you that there is a way that you can rule, that the spirit is made to rule, that you have charge of it. But we got to understand how and why, and we won't until we see the value of ruling it. But it's available, and we can do it.
Ruling our spirit is not always easy because it's what we really are. Everything that we hear, see, smell, taste, or touch is entered into our mind, and it analyzes the situations and recommends our response. We, meaning our spirit, then decide to react or respond, and that affects our emotions, which is really our soul. And in the end, our behavior, which is our body acting that out, comes into effect. He that ruleth his spirit means he who decides to discipline or manage his response. So it's responses that
that's
it's all
right,
about.
Right. It's like you manage it because when you have emotions, the emotions will tell you this is the way you want to act. But then you have to say no to that and watch your behaviors in spite of what your emotions would like to do. Because a lot of times when somebody does things against us, we'd like to get even. That's an instant impulse. Well, I'm going to get even with you, you know. And so those are emotions, you know, because you're mad and angry. But you can control that, and you have to watch that and hold your response from it. That means that you're managing it. I'm not getting myself sucked into this deal because of what has happened. So that's what you call managing your emotions.
We all have emotions. We can all get upset about things. But it is extremely important that we learn to calm or manage those feelings, or they will destroy us.
That's right. And I got three things that really tell us why we should manage them. And this is kind of what the negative effect is if we don't manage them. If we don't manage them, then we will be a slave to ourselves. There's a lot of people in life, they're slaves to themselves, which means that they're not in control of their life. They're not steering it. They're just playing a slave to themselves. You know, just the body will, they'll eat when they feel like it. They'll do what they want to, and they just respond to that. They're actually slaves to themselves. And the next one is that they're also slaves to situations, which means the situation will come out, and you'll be a slave to the situation. The situation will control your emotions. And so if there's a situation, people will just respond to that. So you're a slave to yourself, first of all, and then you'll be a slave to situations. Situations will control you, and then you'll lose it every direction you go by that. And the third is that you'll be a slave to others, because others will know the way you are, and then they'll be able to tick you off, and they'll be able to control you and manage you based on what they want to do. It's like
they can plug you in.
They can pull your string and make you do what you want to. They can make you angry in a deal. They can get you blow up to, you know, blow your top or do something and destroy things. So we can't afford to be slaves to people, to ourselves, or to situations. And controlling our emotions is what takes charge of all three of those.
That's wonderful. Cars are built with motors, brakes, transmissions, and steering wheels. They are designed to be used for going places. But if they are not managed or steered properly, they become dangerous. Then that which was meant to be a blessing turns out to be for our own harm. God has made us similarly. He gave us hands to work, feet to walk, eyes to see, and brains to manage all of the body members. Our behavior is to be managed and ruled by our spirit, meaning we can and are responsible for what we do.
That's really true. See, that puts it all in perspective. it means that we have the ability, we have our functioning things, we can taste, see, touch, you know, we can work with our hands, we
the
can
senses.
Do things, we can, we, the mind is only a processor, it's only a thinker, and then all the actions are acted out through the body somehow, where we act them out, and that's why you need to control the emotions and the mind that wants the body to function a certain way. Mm-hmm. So you got to take charge of that.
The value of a person is based on his ability to control and manage his temper, his habits, and all of the emotions.
Absolutely, absolutely. When, you know, if you're dealing with people and you're hiring people or managing people, well, you see that value. I know some of the best people that I know. I mean, they're just absolutely good people, except they destroy themselves and destroy their value because they cannot control their emotions. They just get so stinking mad so quickly, and about every little thing and every little motion controls them, that they're destructive. And you just can't hardly afford to keep them around.
We must understand that we communicate largely by our behavior. People judge us by our behavior because that's what they see. Behavior is really a key in hiring and developing people.
Absolutely. But if they can't control their emotions, which means if they don't control their behaviors, maybe they don't even fit in your organization. And many times don't fit anywhere. I mean, you have to control that. Same as a horse, you know, a racehorse. He's not a racehorse. He can't be valuable unless he's trained and unless he's the horse learns the value of disciplining himself. So he becomes a pacer or a trotter. And then because of his behavior, the way he runs, and be allowed to be trained, then that's what makes him valuable. Dogs and everything.
Uncontrolled emotions can ruin our reputation. By slamming a door or giving a mean look without ever saying a word, we can telegraph a message. Words are important, but the emotion we use to express them is even more important. So here's a key. The nonverbal body language we use says as much about our character as our words.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I've seen people in discussions already, and then just the way they look, the meanness they have on their face, you know, they see their anger, you know, and they telegraph, you know, as to what their feelings are and emotions. They'll slam a door and never say a word, but everything's there. In fact, someone said one time that 50 to 60% of all communications is a nonverbal communication,
yeah.
Which means that your actions, the way you dress, the way you behave, the way you walk, the way you handle things, you know, your smile, that is more communications than the words you speak, by far more important than the words you speak.
Here's a great quote. Sometimes our manners and actions speak so loudly that it becomes difficult to hear what we're saying.
You're right. I think everybody's seen that. Mm-hmm. That's a good principle in itself.
As someone said, let everyone know what you believe, and if necessary, use words.
That's true, because I do believe this, that a lot of times your behaviors can show that people know whether you're in agreement, people know that if you're not in agreement, and you can do so many things. If you learn to control your emotions, you establish that value, and people read you then and are able to read you for what's really you.
Emotions are like gasoline. They can be dangerous and destructive, but very valuable when controlled or channeled properly. The emotion in us is an energy. If that energy is harnessed, it becomes a valuable asset within us. How many times have we heard someone say, man, that guy could be valuable if he could just get his act together? That means get his emotions together. Remember that people will judge us on how we control our emotions, not just by what we say.
That's really true. You know, emotions really is. It's really energy in us. Because when you get mad, you become strong. When you get angry, you know, you're ready to do something, and it energizes you. If you're lazy and you get mad, the energy is there to get mad. So the whole principle of that emotion is that you need to harness that. You need to put a harness on that thing and use it, because if the value is there and if we can control our emotions, which means that you have all that energy to do good and to practice being a good person, because the energy is there. And so it's important that we do that. If not, people don't care what you say you are. They'll read you if you don't control your emotions.
You give us this bottom line. If we learn to calm our spirit, we will be in control of situations rather than situations controlling us.
That is absolutely true. And as a leader and part of self-government of a person, that has to be. You have to learn that not to have situations control you, because if you lose it in the middle of a situation, you just add to the situation. you got to learn to back up and you know, and just wait a little bit and control your emotions, and then you'll start thinking wise. Someone said that make sure that your mind is in gear before your mouth is in action. And that means that make sure that you stop and think about what you're about to do and what value it has or what bad that it can do. Because if not, if you just let it fly, you'll be sorry later on saying like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. But you can avoid a lot of things if you just take charge of that.
Powerful principle of emotions. He that ruleth his spirit is greater than he that taketh a city. Anything in recapping, John?
Oh, man, that's powerful. There's a couple of thoughts that I had on this here. You know, ruling your spirit really means ruling your actions, your acts or your actions, because the spirit is made, or your mind is made, to function a certain way, but you got to rule it. You got to decide what you're going to practice or what you're going to allow your actions to become. It like such things as our anger, or our impulses, and how our response are to things. But the key is this, that don't allow your body to become a slave to every little emotion that comes in. And you got to take charge of that, because if you don't, it'll destroy you. You lose your reputation and everything. But there's one thing that we did not mention in this principle that I think is very, very important. We talked about those anger and those moments there, but what about moods? Are those emotions? What about pity parties? What about grudges? And they are more damaging than the others are to yourself. Not to other people, but they damage yourself. Because if you live with bad moods and bad and pity parties and grudges and stuff like that, they deteriorate you internally. That's also your emotions. And you need to get them out of you, and you need to talk about them. You need to go to somebody, express yourself and views until you get them out. Because that doesn't affect other people so much, but that hurts you and it kills you. That's an emotion, too. You got to deal with it.